Despite stronger controls on stormwater in Wisconsin, some environmental groups say construction runoff spoils a lot of rivers and lakes. The Department of Commerce oversees commercial construction sites, but environmentalists say updated rules from the department still fall short in the amount of information required from developers and the amount of time allowed to object to an application. The green groups also say the state should charge more than $25 per permit. Cheryl Nen of Friends of Milwaukee's Rivers says the Commerce Department should not be doing oversight.
We need a drastic reform here in Wisconsin, looking at construction site activities. We really believe that we need to consolidate review of construction site stormwater within the Department of Natural Resources, which is really the only agency that has the legal authority and the environmental authority to enforce the Clean Water Act.
But Commerce official Bob DuPont says its new rules were developed with input from the DNR and US EPA. DuPont says the Commerce Department focuses on getting developers to comply with stormwater codes.
So if we find a non-compliance, we work with the builder to get the site into compliance. Our focus isn't on punitive penalties against contractors.
DuPont says his department does plan to start a web-based system for developers to have to tell more details about their proposed construction projects. He says the computer won't accept the information until the developer chooses appropriate practices. There are also 165 cities signed up to administer the state's building and stormwater codes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.